Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. Let's talk about an interesting topic in teaching today. Ways John the Baptist was like Christ. You know, John was a forerunner ahead of Jesus Christ, making the way. I thought it'd be interesting if we look at some of the ways his life was like Jesus' own life. Now, all of these things I'm going to list John did or was are similar to Jesus, his life, and his ministry. Have you ever pondered the similarities? It's kind of interesting. Let's get right at it. His ministry was predicted by God. Matthew 3:3. For this it was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his plans straight." So John was predicted to come. How about he had godly parents, like Jesus' godly parents? Luke 1:6. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. How about John's birth? It was prophesied, just like Jesus was. Luke 1:13. But the angel said unto me, "Fear not, Zacchaeus," or Zacharias, "for thy prayer is heard. Thy wife Elizabeth shall bear a son, and you shall call him John." How about he was touched by God in the womb? Luke 1:41. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. How about John was sent by God like Christ was sent by God? John 3:28. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. So he was sent of God ahead of Christ. How about he preached to the Jews? Matthew 3:5-6. Or I think it's verse 5. Then went out him to Jerusalem and all of Judea and the region round about Jordan. So all the Jews were coming out to hear John the Baptist preach. How about he called for baptism and confession of sin? Verse 6 of Matthew 3. And were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. How about John had disciples? Remember this? Luke 7:20. And the men that came unto him said, "John the Baptist sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that should come, or we look for another?" So John sent his disciples to ask about Christ. How about John told of the coming kingdom, just like Jesus did? Matthew 3:2, saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. How about John spoke of God exalted above himself? John 3:30, John said, He must increase, but I must decrease. How about he preached repentance? Matthew 3:2, and saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." How about John was a simple man? He didn't have much. Matthew 3:4, and the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Yeah, he was a pretty low, he didn't have a lot. He was low on the scale of having things. As Jesus said, "I have no, birds have nests, but I have no place." Christ said he had no place. Foxes have holes, but he had no place to lay his head. How about John wore a tunic or a robe like Jesus? Matthew 3:4. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair. That's a robe. How about John was preaching in the wilderness? Jesus was out preaching in the wilderness. Matthew 3:1. And in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea. How about people went out to see him, like they went out to see Jesus? Matthew 3:5. And they went out to him, Jerusalem, Judea, and all the nation round about Jordan. How about John called out sin in leaders, just like Jesus did? Matthew 14:3-4. For Herod had laid hold of John and bound him and put him into prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. For John had said to him, "It is not lawful for thee to have her." Yeah, he married his brother's wife when she had children. Should not have married her. How about John was a great godly man born of a woman? just like Jesus. Matthew 11:11, Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." How about John rebuked the Pharisees with harsh words, just like Jesus did. "But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath that's coming?" How about John baptized, and Jesus did too, through his disciples, though not personally. Matthew 3:6, "And were baptizing of him in the Jordan, confessing their sins." How about John pointed to one greater than himself, like Jesus always pointed to the Father. Mark 1:7, "And he preached, saying, There cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose." How about John foretold of the crucified Savior to come? John 1:29, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And then how about John, just like Jesus, died in the service of God? Mark 6:26-27, "And the king was exceedingly sorry, yet for his oath's sake, and for their sakes which sat with him, he would not reject her. And immediately the king sent an executioner and commanded John's head be brought to him. And he went and beheaded him in the prison." So those are just some of the similarities between John the Baptist and Jesus. One last thought. They both had really short ministries. Jesus was about 3 years, 3.5 years. John's was even much shorter. Known ministry. I'm sure John was doing a lot of other ministry before he comes on the scene in the scripture. So ponder that. I think it's interesting how the depths of God's word, the truth is woven all through it, the riches of God's word, and all we have to do, what? Well, we should be born of God in order to understand it by the Spirit. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. We have to seek it. We have to search it like riches, and we have to test ourselves and read it and ponder it and meditate on it. So if you do that to God's word, with God's word, via the Spirit, if you're born of him, you're going to have lots of things revealed to you that are going to be a blessing. They're going to help your walk. They're going to help others. So I hope this blesses you. The similarities of John the Baptist, a great man of God, and our Savior who walked on the earth as a man as well 2,000 years ago. Check out don'tperish.com. Check out the Ecclesia Gathering, all the resources. We just added another street preach today. Loving God, loving our neighbors. Test yourself to the scriptures. Hold fast to his truth. Repent and obey the gospel. Love y'all. May God be praised.